saw Pamela as a sex trade worker, not a human being. He felt the treatment of this case reflected the attitude from start to finish. So those are the attitudes that we are dealing with regarding sex trade workers. One more, Janet Henry. She's been missing since June 28, 1997. And I interviewed two of her sisters. One lives in Victoria and one lives in Vancouver. Janet was the youngest of a family of 13. She, actually their whole family, all of them, the sisters, talked about how close their family was when they were children. And Sandra described the breakup of their family as being a nightmare because their father died. He was killed in a boating accident and was tragically killed. And so after that, it caused a whole process of breakup of the family and many things that have affected the family, such as alcoholism and residential school, foster homes. One of their sisters was also raped and murdered when she was 19, and another of their sibling committed suicide. So in the midst of all of this trauma, we still have a woman who's missing and whose family is still...
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Yeah, that's right. Alright, gotta get off the phone. Bust this verse right here. Alright, okay. I'm anti-period, anti-trust, anti-gun, wish won't bust, anti-scorpion day, anti-my essence, anti-sporting them, anti-depressant, but I'm not pro-popping. I'm provocative and pro-stopping them FBI operatives who professional that black man pounds and hand you a sentence that you can't pronounce. I'm also anti-narco, anti-vice, 911 wants the anti-Christ. They anti-social point M6D, yes, I'm anti the anti-machine. Proletarian, bunkadelic, parliamentarian, pro-revolt in the 21st century. Pro-running up in Congress saying, fuck it all. But bringing people with you, that's the protocol. It's been a joyful like jailbreaks. The whole world is anti-United States. So check it out, anticipate the antivenom and move your antibody to this revolution rhythm. We gon' be f***ing with them pro-union, but most lost they bite. Anti-motherfucking crossing the strike. Take a look around and be for or against, but you can't do this if you riding the fence. Ride the fence.
Now do you really wanna ride the fence? Now do you really wanna ride the fence? Or would you really wanna ride the fence?
In your dollars with telekinesis. I done tried every day and that fish decreases. Anti them anti-crime bill pieces. We need cash and that's the anti-thesis. I'm pro overthrow of the hip-hop nation. Pro laying low till I'm off probation. Pro people control of the cash of corporations. Pro prophylactic, yet procreation. Anti-watered down drinks in fancy cups. Anti-promoters who don't ante up, but I'm not anti-club. I know that power is the most effective anti-drug. I'm pro Zapatista, pro Cuba, Viva. Polarizer saying fly migras. Policia say assassina. Let me show you what I mean. I'm anti-Republican and Democratic. If they self-destruct, that's anti-climatic. Tired of being hunted like an antelope. Take the system by the throat, that's the antidote. So I pose a proposition. Take a look, be in support of opposition. Then be proactive, proceed with confidence. Cause you know that you can't change this by riding the fence.
Ride the fence. Now you don't really wanna ride the fence. Now do you really wanna ride the fence? Or would you really wanna ride the fence?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm one half of the show. Christian Ratcliffe is speeding towards the studio as we speak. I'm sure he's listening in right now. So I just want to say, Christian, slow down. I'm okay. Please brake for pedestrians. It's okay. We'll see you soon. We just heard a funky trio called The Coup, who I'm just loving their music. They've been around for a while. They were formed in 1992 as a three-member group with MCs Raymond Boots Riley and E-Rock, along with probably the funkiest DJ in the world, hence her name, DJ Pam the Funkstress. They're a political hip-hop group based in Oakland, California. As you can hear from those lyrics that were just brilliant, they're known for their humorous, cynical, and sometimes violent lyrics, criticizing capitalism, American politics, pimping as a form of patriarchal exploitation and police brutality. So as you can see, they would be a definite playlist favourite for us here at Are You Aware? They're actually playing at the Biltmore on July 9th, which is a Friday, with Run With The Herd and Nina Mendoza. So if you haven't bought your tickets, you should definitely go out. They're available at Zulu, Ticketmaster, and all places where good tickets are sold. Christian and I think, are definitely going to go down there and check them out. It's a fun-filled night, great things to say, and will get your booty shaking. This album that the song that we just heard, which was Ride the Fence, was from their album Party Music from 2001. Now, Party Music kind of had a bit of controversy when it first came out. Even though it was released to widespread praise, unfortunately, the CD sales didn't go very well. And this is a kind of spooky thing that happened. The original album cover art depicted group members Pam, the Funkstress, and Boots Riley standing in front of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center as they were destroyed by huge explosions, and Riley is pushing the button on a guitar turner. Now, that cover art was finished in June 2001 and was scheduled to be released just after the September 11, 2001 attacks. So in response to this uncanny similarity of the artwork with the September 11 attacks that happened that year, the album release was held back until an alternative cover art could be prepared. So it's good to see that even though they are very anti-establishment and sometimes anti-American, even though they are American, they do, they do hold back on some things that are probably a little bit unsavoury. We've actually played Boots, we've played The Coup before, but we've also played Boots' other side project with Tom Morello, which is called the Street Sweepers Social Club Union, I think it's what it's called. I know it's a Street Sweepers Union, I think. Anyway, they're really cool, and they've been around for a little while as well. So as you can see, with Tom Morello, who was from Rage Against the Machine fame, lead singer, obviously, Raymond Boots Riley, is also very active and is an active and political social organiser and speaker. He's been known to work with this organisation called speakoutnow.org. Speak Out is the Institute for Democratic Education and Culture, and it's a national non-profit organisation based in the United States that educates, inspires and empowers young people to become activists for social justice. They're committed to social, political, cultural and environmental and economic justice. Speak Out encourages critical and imaginative thinking about democratic and international issues through their artistic and educational forums nationwide. So if you want to know more about Speak Out, it's easy. It's speakoutnow.org, and that they're a centre for progressive arts and politics, and they promote over 200 speakers, performers, scholars, artists, exhibitions and films. So they're a really awesome band. Now, I don't know if how many of you guys were listening last week, but Christian and I kind of celebrated after last week. We had a very, very special guest in the studio. Again, we'd have to thank him for such a wonderful, wonderful time. We had Australia's probably number one independent selling artist of this decade, I'd say, Xavier Rudd, in the studio, and we were lucky enough to go and see his show last Friday as well at the Malcolm Bowl. What a beautiful venue. And yeah, we just want to say thank you. It was a fantastic night, and he did a beautiful and amazing job, and he's so great live. If you've never seen him live, you should check him out. I love watching artists having a great time on stage as he did all night. Now, the next song we're going to have is by Adrienne Pearce. She's a local Vancouverite, but unfortunately she now calls LA home. I guess the rain got too much for her and she wanted some more sunshine. She's sponsored by a local clothing company called Orb, who has a shop on West 4th, and they support a lot of different organisations as well. So we really like to promote for-profit organisations supporting non-profit organisations. She recently contributed a song to a charity compilation raising funds for Haiti. This is her third album called Oh Dear, and it was just released. So the song that we're going to hear today is Museum by Adrienne Pearce on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
TVs Canada. Oh, Canada. With your face sketched on it twice. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. Frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me. She said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine. You're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
Attention all cyclists, get ready for 10 days of bike fun in Vancouver. Introducing the first annual Velopalooza Bike Festival. Starting June 4th with the big kickoff at Wise Hall, Velopalooza is 10 days of amazing themed and guided bike rides all over Metro Vancouver, culminating with the free outdoor festival in Strathcona Park on June the 13th. Bike-inspired music, demonstrations, bike polo, tall bikes, unicycles, and fun for the whole family. With rides designed for cyclists of all persuasions, most everything is free and fun for all. Meet other cyclists and enjoy Vancouver's growing cycling culture. Velopalooza, June 4th through June 13th. For more information or to create your own ride, visit velopalooza.ca.
Love.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and it's about 6:23 on Thursday afternoon, this rainy Thursday afternoon in Vancouver. Surprise, surprise. I'm looking forward to the summer when it finally gets here. I wish it would hurry up. At the top of that set, again, I'll just remind you who we heard. It was Adrienne Pearce with her song Museum from her new album, Oh Dear. She's actually playing at the Media Club Friday with the Parlor Steps and Orchid Highway. Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door, and doors open at 8 p.m. Now, in the middle of that set, we probably heard one of the most famous Canadian vocalists of all time with a huge song from her pretty much earth-shattering album from 1971, Blue, with her song called A Case of You, Joni Mitchell. When I was doing my research about Joni, it was pretty cool to find out some interesting stuff about her. She began singing in small nightclubs in Western Canada, and then she went on to busk on the streets of Toronto, which is a weird thing, thinking that, you know, Joni Mitchell, who was such a pivotal folk singer of the 70s, you know, started out as a busker on the streets in Toronto. In the mid-1960s, she left Toronto for New York and its rich folk music scene, recording her debut album in 1968. And as a teenager, she taught herself ukulele and later guitar, so she's really talented. Some of the awards that she's given, she's been given, which has been a plethora of them. In 1997, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but she didn't attend the ceremony, which was quite interesting. I couldn't find out why, but you know, we can all hypothesize on why that was. She also was awarded probably the highest accolade that you can get in Canada, of the Order of Canada, so that was pretty cool. And then in 2003, she was ranked, the album Blue, which we just heard the song A Case of You, was ranked number 30 on the Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time, and that was the highest placement for a female artist. So we've got to love that Joni Mitchell tipped the post. And actually, I'm actually going to renege on what I just said. I'm not happy about that at all. So the top 30 was all men. Us ladies need to get out there and make some make them change their mind. Maybe in the next Rolling Stone magazine 500 greatest albums of all time, they'll have a few more higher ranking ladies, because there are a lot of great ladies out there with some rockin' tunes. In 2009, and a 2-CD release came out called Amchitka, and it was a recording of Joni Mitchell, James Taylor and Phil Ochis performing an October 16th benefit concert in 1970 at the Pacific Coliseum in Vancouver. Yay! The event funded Greenpeace's protests of 1971 nuclear weapons tests by the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission in Amchitka in Alaska. And if you guys didn't realize, Greenpeace was actually founded in Vancouver. And this is a little bit of tidbit history that I have randomly in my head. If you guys know Bimini's on 4th Avenue that burnt down a couple of years ago, I think I've told you guys this before, they used to have all the Greenpeace meetings in Bimini's. So that pub, unfortunately, it's been out of commission for a while since it got burnt down, I think in end of 2007, early 2008. But that should come back, because it's a definite contemporary historic building because of the fact that Greenpeace held all its meetings there in the early 70s. And then in the last thing that we just heard was by Fleet Foxes, who are a brilliant Seattle band. I saw them last year at Sasquatch Music Festival, which just happened the weekend before, down at the Gorge in Washington. And I have to say, it was a beautiful sunny day. They played that song and, you know, you're overlooking the smaller equivalent of the Grand Canyon. And it was pretty much the quintessential awesome Sunday afternoon. You couldn't have asked for anything better than that. Fleet Foxes have been involved, along with a boatload of other artists, in a charity auction for Crafts for a Cause. This is led by Little Joy's Binky Shapiro. Crafts for a Cause has enlisted artists to design and decorate various merch items, all of which will be auctioned off to provide relief for Haiti victims. Proceeds from the auction will go towards Crash Director's Paul Higgins charity organisation, Artists for Peace and Justice, which is currently mobilising relief efforts in Haiti. So like I said, if you don't know who Paul Haggis is, he's a pretty influential director, screenwriter. He's done some pretty amazing movies, like I mentioned, with Crash. So you should really have a look at this organisation. I was pretty astounded with who's on there. I think on the board of directors is Ben Stiller, so they've got a bit of clout. They were established in early 2009. This is Artists for Peace and Justice. It's a fundraising effort founded by, like I said, Paul Haggis, and it encourages peace and social justice, and it addresses issues of poverty and enfranchisement in communities around the world. A lot of their focus right now is on Haiti. The organization's immediate goal is to build schools to serve the poorest areas of Haiti, and we know how much, especially after the earthquake and is so much of Haiti has been destroyed. You know, and these are basic things that we take for granted that people living in Haiti are still not receiving, like education, hot meals, clean drinking water, and regular medical treatments. And they're focusing their efforts to the children living in the slums of Haiti right now. And another thing that's happened after this earthquake, a lot of these children have been orphaned. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to www.artistsforpeaceandjustice.com. Now, the next band we've got is an old school band. I love these guys. They haven't really, I don't know, you haven't heard much from them lately, but I really love this song. It's got a great message around not being so uptight and prejudiced towards homosexual people. It's the Fun-Loving Criminals with their song called Bump from their album Loco. And if you've never heard of them, they're an American alternative hip-hop rock group from New York City. And I think I've talked enough, so we might play the song and I'll tell you a bit more about what Fun-Loving Criminals have done after we get back from this three-piece set. So this is the Fun-Loving Criminals with their, I guess, their anthem to support homosexual people with Bump on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
It's alright, don't be uptight. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support Car Free Vancouver Day and the Vancouver People's Summit on Sunday, June 20th. Commercial Drive, Main Street, Kitsilano, and the West End will become car-free neighborhoods. People will take back their streets with food, music, art, street theater, and more. The Vancouver People's Summit is on Main Street between 30th and 33rd Avenues. It is part of At the Table, a global movement of civil society groups calling on citizens everywhere to take their place at the G8 and G20 summit tables. The summit will send a strong message to world leaders meeting in Ontario that Canadians want action to end poverty, stop climate change, and create a global economy that works for everyone. Car Free Vancouver Day, June 20th, 12 to 8 p.m., Main Street, Commercial Drive, Denman Street, and West Broadway in Kitsilano. For more information, visit carfreevancouver.org. The Vancouver People Summit on Car Free Main Street on June 20th between 30th and 33rd Avenues. For more information, visit vancouverpeoplesummit.ca.
This is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea, but it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control in this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. Order what you bargain for, asphalt.
You never see happy, hungry people that ain't rational. They blast it through the gates and they attack you at the capital. Run up in your palace, find a head to stay to crack a few. Get a taste of power, then they become fascists too. The fiscal conservatives don't know what their purpose is. Spend money on the war, then they cut your goods and services. Murderous corporate monsters is breaking records. Exxon's at $40 billion a year. They raking in record profits. Stop it. How they banking while the oil industry is tanking? Leadership is sinking. Up pollution in the water stankin'. Loyalty to petroleum royalty spoil the economy. We won't get it poppin' till we oil free. If your oil rich, then we invaded. They call it occupation, but we losing jobs across the nation. Drill, baby, drill, while they make our soldiers kill, baby, still. The desert where the blood and oil spill.
This is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea, but it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control in this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. Order what you bargain for.
Nigeria is celebrating 50 years of independence. They still feel the colonial effects of Great Britain's presence. Dictators quick to imitate the West. Got in bed with oil companies and now to place a mess. Take a guess which ones came and violated. They oiled up the soil. The Ogoni people was almost annihilated. But still, they never stayed silent. There was activists and poets using nonviolent tactics that was catalyst for soldiers to break into their crib. Take them from the kids to try to break them like a twig and make examples of the leaders executed Sarah Weaver. Threw Fela's mom out the window right after they beat her in an effort to defeat hope. Now the people feet soaked in oil, so the youth is doing drive-bys and speedboats to kidnap the workers. They're blowing up the pipelines. You see the fires glowing in the nighttime. Yo.
This is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea, but it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control in this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. More than what you bargain for.
History, a slippery creature. It's full of plot twists and surprise endings like a mystery feature. This oil shit is slicker than preachers. It make the problems in the region amplified like victory speeches. Poison the water, lead the voice to the slaughter. Go in somebody country, rearrange the order and destroy the borders. You see him dancing through the fields of fire. World domination, the real desire. The devil is still a liar.
This is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea, but it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control in this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. Order what you bargain for.
Tabasco, more than what you're bargaining for, asphalt.
What a great song.
Who's that in the studio?
I made it.
Poor Christian.
I made it. I'm here. Good evening to everyone out there. I love that song.
That was cool. Yeah. That's the first song I've heard from this new album. So,
yeah, Talib Kweli and High Tech, better known as Reflection Eternal, Ballad of the Black Gold from Revolutions Per Minute, which just came out.
I really like that name as well. Yeah. I mean, it suits what we're trying to do at the show.
Definitely. So an awesome message in there. And for those that don't know, Talib Kweli, he's an MC from Brooklyn, New York. And actually, interestingly enough, his first name in Arabic means student or seeker. And his middle name in Swahili means truth. So, and he's a very socially conscious hip-hop artist. And first gained recognition with Black Star, a collaboration with MC Mos Def, who we've played a number of times on the show. And he's actually a big supporter of the Common Ground Foundation.
Yeah, and if you don't know about the Common Ground Foundation, it's dedicated to the empowerment and development of urban youth in the United States. And it was created by hip-hop artist, actor, and children's author Common. And we've also played Common before. He's got some great songs. Common's social conscious message serves as an inspiration for equality, opportunity, and hope among youth in underserved communities. The foundation is committed to empowering youth in urban neighborhoods and providing life skills.
Yeah, and they're actually putting on a benefit concert in late September to raise funds and awareness for the foundation. And artists performing include Common, of course, The Roots, Ludacris, Nas, and De La Soul. So some great artists. It sounds like it's going to be a great show.
Where is the show? Do you remember?
Chicago, I think. Don't quote me on that. But you know what? You can find out by going to commongroundfoundation.org. I was there last night, but you know.
It was late.
It was last night. Tonight's tonight.
And in the middle, I promised that I would dedicate that song to someone who always tells me to turn it up when I play it. That was from my good friend Robin, who promised me she was listening tonight with Arrested Development from their album 3 Years, 5 Months, and 2 Days in the Life Of, with their huge hit called People Every Day.
Yeah, and those that don't know, I mean, most people have heard of Arrested Development. Great group. They're an American alternative hip-hop group. They were founded by Speech and Headliner. They're positive, Afrocentric alternative to gangster rap that was popular when they first came out, which was in the early 90s. And it took them 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days to be offered a record deal. So that's hence the name of the album. And a lot of their music is very respectful to women, promotes family, spirituality, and male responsibility, which a lot of hip-hop tends to lack.
No, they're kind of misogynistic, unfortunately.
Yeah. So their music also addresses the consciousness of the earth and African self-determination and love. So usually a great positive message in what they're speaking. So.
And Christian and I were really lucky enough to see them last year. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I put him on the spot. He's like, what? When did we do that? We've seen too many concerts together, my friend.
I do remember that. So yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
We were pretty close to the stage on that one. It was good. Grooving.
It was pretty cool. They played at the Folk Festival last year, and it was kind of a good moment for Christian and I because they were talking about the radio and how, you know, shows need to be more consciously aware and things like that. And that was when Christian and I didn't have a show on here yet, and we were still working towards it. So it kind of made us feel like we were doing something that could be going, you know, in a good direction.
It definitely validated what we were working on. So exactly. I hope you guys are enjoying the product.
Exactly. Now, People Every Day was the first hit from them, and it was released in 1992. Again, a huge hit. It won 2 Grammy Awards in 93 for the Best New Artist and Best Rap Performance by a duo/group. And it was named by the Band of the Year by Rolling Stone magazine in the same year. So I was looking on their MySpace. I think they've got some new stuff coming out as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And not only do they have some hardware to their name or credits by Rolling Stone and such, but they've done some great things for a number of different charities. They were the first African-American artists to actually donate money to Nelson Mandela to help South Africans. So that's amazing. And they've actually donated money to UNICEF, done charity for homeless organizations, inner city youth organizations,
women's organizations. Oh, the list goes on and on. They're very, very socially conscious and aware of the world around them. So,
and most of their lyrics are around that as well.
Much
awesome.
Much respect to them. So, up next, we got a great band that I love. They're an American rock band, first formed in Lincoln Park, Michigan. They're called MC5, which actually stands for Motor City 5, taking kind of their name from Detroit, which is called Motor City. They're also noted as the forerunners of punk rock and often cited as one of the most important American hard rock groups of their era. They've put out 3 albums, which isn't that many, but they're all regarded as classics by many people. So great bands. Often pushing kind of the envelope as far as political content and messaging in their songs go. So,
and that's definitely represented when they generated huge political controversy by performing before the outbreak of violent protests at the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The group's appearance at the convention is also notable for their lengthy performance. It is reported that while many musicians were scheduled to perform at a day-long concert, only the MC5 initially appeared. They played for over 8 hours straight. Holy moly.
Yeah, that's a marathon for sure. Interestingly enough, MC5 guitarist Wayne Kramer, who's fairly famous name, he used this year's South by Southwest event to launch a new charity initiative called Jail Guitar Doors USA. We talked about this previously on a show in the past, because Billy Bragg actually started this charity in the UK, and this charity it's very similar, if not the same, but Wayne Kramer from MC5 started it in the U.S. So check it out at jailguitardoors.com and check out the MC5. Here's American Roos on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Yeah. She was made. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Your mama's name. You can call me what you like.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. And that was Drive-By Truckers with Birthday Boy from their latest album, The Big To-Do, that was just released this year. So, great alternative country band that's based out of Athens, Georgia. They actually recently were down at Sasquatch Festival at the Gorge. So, people that were down there were lucky enough to check them out. And they're big supporters of NUCI, which I believe that's how you say it. It's N-U-C-I, a great charity.
When you said that, I was like, is it going to be like Gucci or not?
Not Gucci, no.
I know. NUCI is a nonprofit health and music resource center in Athens, Georgia. The aim of the organization is to prevent suicide by providing obstacle-free treatment for musicians suffering from depression and other such disorders, as well as to assist in the emotional, physical, and professional well-being of musicians, which is cool.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good organization for musicians to be involved in. It seems like a number of big musicians over the years, you know, some of them have taken their own lives or battled with depression, so I think that's a great organization. The Drive-By Truckers and NUCI Space, they have quite a long history. The band does a yearly benefit for them at the 40 Watt Club to raise money and awareness, and they actually continue to promote and support this wonderful cause all over the world. You can find out more about it at www.nuci.org. So go there and check it out. And before that, we played the Black Keys with She's Long Gone from their new album called Brothers. The Black Keys love their sound. That was off their sixth full-length album, again, called Brothers, just released. They're playing in Vancouver on October 3rd of this year. And they've been involved in what is called Housing Works.
Yeah, Housing Works is a bookstore cafe to raise money and awareness for the Housing Works Incorporated. 100% of tickets proceeds will go directly to Housing Works, which provides housing, healthcare, job training, and advocacy for New Yorkers living with HIV and AIDS. And I think we have talked about this organization before and the Black Keys involvement. They're actually really heavily involved with HIV and AIDS. They're also involved with the Red Hot organization.
That's right, yeah.
As well. Yeah. So if you want to know more about Housing Works, it's pretty easy. It's just housingworks.org. And I have to say, that's the more I hear this new album, Brothers, I likes it. I likes it a lot.
Yeah, I love the Black Keys. I don't like them, I love them. Put it that way. that's all it is. I love it.
Well, we better contact them and try and get them in.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. next up, we're playing a great Canadian rock musician from the East Coast. Love this guy as well. He's been quite a prominent figure in the Canadian indie rock scene of the 90s and 2000s. His new album, called Three, was released in March of 2009, and it actually consists of three discs, each consisting of 9 songs. So
he was busy.
One busy man. So I'm speaking of Joel Plaskett, by the way. And the triple album was actually nominated for the 2009 Polaris Music Prize. He was named to the short list. And his actually 2007th album was also named to the short list. So he's quite an amazing musician, and he's involved with Music Counts, as it is the song we're going to play after that.
I know, so maybe we should just keep it quiet until
we'll keep
get
a lid
back
on that. But here's Joel Plaskett with Through and Through and Through.
They say the good things come to those who wait. If you snooze and my time and take a couple lazy licks.
Music and Dedication Entertainment are proud to present Move the Mountains Tour, Saturday, June 19th at 917 Main Street. This West Canadian hip-hop tour is focused on bringing the best in underground hip-hop and will have its final night here in Vancouver. On the tour are Dragonfly Empire, Fallen Soldier, Justin Brave, and The Groundbreakers. Be one of the first 50 people through the door and receive free album downloads. Move the Mountains Tour. Doors open at 9. Saturday, June 19th, 917 Main Street. Tickets available at Beat Street, Zulu, Van City Skateboards, and online at www.clubzone.com.
us out to dry. As for all the love you gave me, I'll keep it in mind. Thanks for the love that saved me, I'll keep it in mind. I'll keep it in mind. Keep it in mind.
Calgary Folk Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists: Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obijou, Man Man, Kanono No. 1, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
Driving all night, you could be a shadow beneath the streetlight behind my home. Driving all night, I sure miss you. Thank you.
nicest things from a supermarket store. Vitamin land in marzipan, and I know just what they're all for. I've organized my useless life in a way I've never done before. Even visit the dentist now, but I've got no time for silly chitter chatter. I'm on my way, 'cause while my blood's still warm and my mind doesn't matter, I'm hoping to stay, because I've got a thing about seeing my grandson grow old. Oh, oh. I just can't wait to see that city on the moon, with air-conditioned gardens that'll play your favorite tune. I'll see my feet upon that street if it's the last thing that I do. Even sweep the roads to be there, but I've got no time for silly chitter chatter. I'm on my way, 'cause while my blood's still warm and my mind doesn't matter, I'm hoping to stay, because I've got a thing about seeing my grandson grow old. Oh, 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 oh. If it's the last thing that I do, keep on sweep the roads to be there, but I've got no time for silly chitter chatter. I'm on my way, 'cause while my blood's still warm and my mind doesn't matter, I'm hoping to stay, because I've got a thing about seeing my grandson grow old. Ho ho, ho ho.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And at that top of that quintet, I don't know if it's a quintet, but I'm just going to try and use some interesting language. I can't even keep it straight.
Sounds like a quintet to me.
We had Joel Plaskett with his song Through and Through and Through from his album 3. And in the middle, we had Ron Sexsmith with his song Keep It In Mind from Blue Boy.
Ron Sexsmith's a Canadian singer-songwriter from St. Catharines, Ontario. He's been doing this for quite some time. Actually started his own band at the age of 14 and released his first recordings of his own material 7 years after that, which was in 1985. So been doing it for a while. I love the man. I think he's great. His album Blue Boy was actually produced by the great Steve Earle.
Christian Hearts, very
yeah,
much.
I definitely heard him. His website actually says his next album has been recorded and the final touches are just being done right now. So we should see a new album from Ron Sexsmith this year.
Excellent. And we talked about Joel Plaskett being involved in Music Counts, and also Ron Sexsmith has been involved in it as well. And this is Canada's music education charity. It helps to keep music alive in schools across Canada. Its mission is to ensure that children in Canada, regardless of socioeconomic circumstances and cultural backgrounds, have access to a comprehensive music program through their school.
Yeah, and Music Counts includes a couple different things, Band-Aid, musical instrument grants, which they give out, the Music Counts Teacher of the Year Award, and scholarships as well to various students, and other music education initiatives. So a great Canadian charity, which I think we should definitely support ourselves. And you can check it out at www.musiccounts.ca for a little bit more info on that. And then we also played The Breeders in that set with Driving on 9 from Last Splash. And I remember when that album came out. It's a great album. They're an American alternative rock band that formed in 88 by Kim Deal of the Pixies and Throwing Muses' Tanya Donnelly. Last Splash actually received a platinum record or achieved platinum status for sales. And in 2001, they played a benefit for the Children of the Night charity.
Yeah, Children of the Night charity is a private nonprofit founded in 1979, so it's been around for quite some time, and it's dedicated to assisting children between the ages of 11 and 17 who are forced to prostitute on the streets for food to eat and a place to sleep, which is a horrendous thought. Since 1979, they have rescued girls and boys from prostitution and the domination of vicious pimps. So if you want to know more about them, it's childrenofthenight.org.
Great charity, and I think that kind of thing happens more than we think. So,
oh, definitely.
You know, you don't hear a whole lot about it, so I think that's a great charity to raise awareness for that. And then last in that set, we had Cat Stevens, or should I call him Yusuf Islam?
Yusufy.
Yes. With I've Got a Thing About Seeing My Grandson Grow Old, which was an unreleased track until he released it on a Greatest Hits album. Love that. He's a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and a major philanthropist. And he actually is one of the most prominent converts to Islam, hence his new name, Yusuf Islam.
In 1979, he auctioned all his guitars away for charity and left his music career, so he wasn't around for a while, to devote himself to educational and philanthropic causes in the Muslim community. So obviously he had, at that point in time, he had this, I guess, spiritual new alignment that made him go on that way. He's been given several awards for his work in promoting peace in the world, including 2003 World Award and 2004 Man for Peace Award, and in 2007 the Mediterranean Prize for Peace. In 1999, he also created the Small Kindness Organization, which sends aid to victims of violence in the Middle East.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat charity. There's something I just wanted to actually say when you said he had some sort of spiritual realignment. I actually read a story that he almost drowned in the ocean and was about to be swallowed up by a big wave and just basically going to drown. And he yelled out, apparently, you know, God, if you save me, I'll work for you, or you know, words like that. And he ended up the wave. Picked him up and carried him all the way in, and yeah, so that's what happened to Yusuf Islam, or you know, Cat Stevens. Kind of a neat story.
You'd probably become a little bit more religious after that.
I think so. So we've got one more song for the night, and then we're done for this week. Any comments, questions, concerns, requests, you can email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. And what are we leaving with?
We're leaving with Moloko. They're a band from England. They were around from 1995 to 2006. They're a bit of an electronic dance duo. They're pretty much well known during the trip-hop era of that time, and this song, the song comes from Things to Make and Do. The song is Being is Bewildering. It's one of my faves, and I hope you enjoy. See you next week.
Nothing touches me, transmit, remote, unseen, unknown. She's glad to be so very happy. She spends
alone. What of the cost of growing up? Put me on hold to shut me up. Just be.
CITR 101.9 FM presents the Girlfriends and Boyfriends CD Release Party, also featuring Sex with Strangers, Muscles, and Girls in Love on Saturday, June 12th at the Media Club, 696 Canby Street. Doors are at 8 and the show begins at 9:30. Girlfriends and Boyfriends CD Release Party, also featuring Sex with Strangers, Muscles, and Girls in Love, Saturday, June 12th at the Media Club. Tickets are available online at themediaclub.ca.
Oh, hello.
Now.
Yo, Bleak! Yo, Bleak! You coming out to play?
What's the time on this?
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries, and any static taking it with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Here I am,
Okay, we're here. We're live this week in the studio. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. Thanks for dropping by and listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And speaking of which, the podcast last week did not make it on the CITR podcast thing. We had a difficulty with our podcast. But it is available if you go to iTunes and search out Famous for 15 People. That is a podcast that I do, which sometimes crosses over onto this show. That whole show is there at Famous for 15 People on your iTunes. And there's also a website called famousfor15people.com. I don't think the podcast is there, though, but you can go to... it bring you to a blog spot and the feeds for my... the RRS feeds or whatever they're called. You can find the podcast, in other words, by searching it out. Famous for 15 People.